This week's parasha is Parasha Shoftim, and in the Torah, right after Parasha Sheni and Parasha Shoftim, it says, "Kisava yala ores asher Hashem elikecha noisin loch v'rishtav v'shafta bo." When you come to Eretz Yisrael and you settle in, "Va'amarta sima alai melech chol agoyim asher v'yosai." I want to appoint a melech, and it's a machlokes in the Gemara if it's a mitzvah to appoint a melech or it's a rishus. But in any case, there's a parasha of a melech, of a king in the Torah. And it says there's certain rules the melech has to keep. And one of the rules are that it should not be mar benoshim, but lo yar beloy noshim. He shouldn't take a lot of wives, lo yosur levavoy, because if he takes a lot of wives, they might cause him to go off the correct way. V'kesef azov lo yar beloy moid. So in the pasuk it says that a melech who is a king of Klal Yisrael should not be mar benoshim. And in the pasuk in Sefer Melachim, it brings down v'amelech Shloima took a lot of wives. And his wives caused him, Vayatuas Lavavai, they caused him to turn his heart away from Hashem on his level. Because Shlomo HaMelech married a lot of wives, 300 wives, 700 wives, and 300 Palakshim, different Pshatim in the Psukim there. He married, could be 1,000 wives, and therefore they caused his heart to be pushed away from Hashem on his level. And it's a void in the Chazal that Shlomo HaMelech was over this Pasuk of and the Gemara says that he said to himself that I'll be Mar Benoshim, but they won't change my outlook, and they won't change my derech. They won't change it. And Lamai said it didn't work out. He made a mistake. And the Shaila is, how can Shlomo HaMelech make such a mistake? The Torah says, they'll cause your heart to go astray, take you away from Avodas Hashem. How does Shlomo HaMelech make such a mistake? And you have a similar kasha. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, you're not allowed to read next to a ner on Shabbos, next to a candle on Shabbos, because you might come to fix the ner, and that's the isser of kibuy on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read next to a ner. And it says, "Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, ani ekrav layata." I can learn. I'm scared of Shabbos so much. I can learn next to a candle, and I won't touch the candle. And it says, "Pa machas kara obikish lahatas." He was in the middle of reading, and it wasn't good. So candle, he wanted to fix the candle. "Omer kama gedom divrei chacham shayim leikul arner." I see how big the Divrei Chachamim are. And Rav Nosson has a version, Rav Nosson, Karav Hitte, Taka, fixed the Ner. And he wrote on his pinkest that he's going to bring a Chata Shemena when Mashiach comes. So he also had Shver. What do you mean? He didn't know Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim until Taka happened, a story where he was trying to fix the Ner. The Chazal say he shouldn't do it. What was he thinking? So Rav Aaron Cutler explains, it's brought down in Sefer from Rav Elio Baruch Finkel, it brings down from Aaron Cutler, that he explains the Be'emes, Shloima Melech did not make a mistake. Be'etzem mitzad his chochma, mitzad his tzitkus, and mitzad his strength of character, there was no problem in marrying really 1,000 wives, because he had the koyach to withstand the temptations of going off the derech by marrying these wives. But that was the truth, and that's why he married them, because he really had the koyachas. But Zohar Baran Kotler, since the Torah says, v'lo yar b'lo noshim, v'lo yosu levavoy, now becomes a metzias, it becomes a teva, a nature in the world, that if someone marries too many wives, it'll be Yosu Levavai. If a melech, a king marries too many wives, it'll cause his heart to go astray, to go off the derech. That's going to happen. Not because that's really what should have been, but that became the natural way of the world, because the Torah is the blueprint of the world. And the Torah said, Lo yar b'lo noshim lo yosu levavai. And like he brings down the Chazanish, says it regarding the beginning of the parasha, we have the din of Sheichad. That Sheichad, that's a metzias. That even though I'll say I'm a very just person, I'll judge everything exactly the way it is, and I don't care if I get a bribe. But the Torah says, no, if you get a bribe, it's going to change your outlook. And it's an automatic metzias that turned into the nature of the world because of a Torah's issur. And he says that was the same mistake Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi made also. Rav Shmuel Ben Elisha also, he really had the kayach to withstand this temptation of fixing the candle. But Lamaisa, since the Chachamim said that this is the Metzias, it became the Metzias. The Shaila is, why didn't he learn his lesson from Shlomo HaMelech? So he answers, Rav Yoav Baruch, that Rav Shmuel held that maybe it was only a din of the Torah. Something the Torah says, that becomes the Metzias. But maybe a Gzeira of Chazal, which is a Gzeira, there maybe I could say, you know, by me it doesn't apply the Gzeira because I am a strong person, so it won't apply. That's the mistake that he made. And the Chiddush is, Kama Dirich Gedolim Dirich Chachamim, that even the way Chachamim make, when Chachamim make an Isser, it also changes the Metzias. And now that becomes the teva ha'olam, the nature of the world, that if you read next to a candle, you might fix the candle. And that was the chiddush of that Rav Shmuel ben Elisha saw when he said, Kama gedolim divrei chachamim. He saw even the chachamim make an iser, It also changes the metzias of the world. And this is a lesson, Zogt Rabbi Baruch Finkel, that to other things as well. For example, he gives an example. There's an Issa Yichud. The Issa Yichud is that a man and a lady not allowed to be secluded in one place for a certain amount of time, or 2 minutes. They're not allowed to be together themselves. So you're going to say, oh, it's an old lady, it's an 80-year-old lady, a 90-year-old lady. I'm not worried about that. So he says, no. The Torah says the Issa Yichud, there's an Issa Yichud. And something's going to happen because that's what Torah says. Even though you don't understand that, you say, it's not, no chance it's going to happen. But Lamaisa, that's what Torah says, the Issa Yichud, that becomes the Metzias now. He gives other examples. He says that someone was Mezalzel, Issa Muksa, the Rabbanon, also come to do Chilal Shabbos because that's a Gzeira Otu, Chilal Shabbos. Whatever Chazal and the Torah said becomes the Metzias now. And therefore, we have to listen to what Chazal say when they make a Gzeira and we don't understand it. We say, well, we don't understand Gzeira, we're never going to happen. But that's not true. There's no strength of character that is bigger than Shlomo HaMelech's strength. But once the Torah says something, or Chazal says something, that becomes the Metzias, and we have to follow the laws of the Chazal and of the Torah in order to keep us on the right path. Agat Shabbos.